As Hoboken continues to dry out from Superstorm Sandy, a sense of community is emerging from a city in crisis. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian spent some time in Hoboken yesterday and found neighbors helping neighbors to get through a difficult situation.
As the floodwaters in Hoboken recede, National Guard soldiers make the rounds, assisting with evacuations and distributing food to those who need it. Tow trucks descend upon the city, carting away vehicles totaled in the storm. And in the midst of all the chaos, it's the small acts of kindness that people find surprising. I met Daniel Napizic as he was carrying several bags of groceries from the nearest open supermarket back to downtown Hoboken, about a mile away. He'd heard about a church in his neighborhood that was helping to shelter and feed people, so he wanted to chip in and donate some basic items like peanut butter and loaves of bread. And he said he wasn't the only one.
There's actually a woman this morning when I was there. She walked from North Bergen with a bunch of coffee and like egg sandwiches that she made. She showed up at the church and she just gave it out for free. It was amazing.
Several restaurants around town also put up signs offering free food to storm victims. And on Hudson Street, a small number of row houses with electricity had extension cords and surge protectors strung out their front windows. That's where I met Sharon November.
There's a knot of people here. It's like 20, 25 people are charging laptops and cell phones. If you go down the block, there's the church and more people are charging laptops and cell phones. There are very few hotspots here for people to charge.
She said she was grateful that people she didn't even know were sharing their electricity for free. Just up the street, Monsignor Bob Meyer at St. Peter and Paul Church was greeting parishioners as they emerged from an All Souls Day Mass. He said that getting through this storm certainly has not been easy.
There are natural challenges, but these situations give us an opportunity, right? We see the best in people, and we continue to try to encourage that. You know, people have come to the church and made it really a center. So they're talking to each other, sharing news. You know, somebody announced before that there were batteries being given out, so some people went there. Some people said there was lunch being made. So, you know, the good news spreads, and that's what we hope will continue.
PSE&G says it's begun restoring power to the north end of the city and is slowly working its way down. Some people are wondering whether this sense of community that's developed will remain after the lights come back on. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.